Hello and a very good morning to all the listeners tuned in today. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Sucheta Anjaliya and today is June 5th, 2024. And here are some top things to know before the market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are expected to open higher on June 5th following GIFT Nifty trends indicating a gain of 95 points for the broader index. The large street witnessed a bloodbath on vote counting day on June 4th as market participants remained concerned after BJP-led NDA received a clear mandate but not returning with much stronger majority as expected in exit polls. The Nifty 50 index registered the biggest single-day fall since March 23, 2020 during the COVID lockdown crash. At close, the Sensex was down 4,000 points or 5.74% at 72,079 and Nifty was down 1,379 points or 5.93% at 21,884. Asian markets were trading mixed on Wednesday as investors assessed India's election results after Prime Minister Narendra Modi's BJP fell short of an outright majority in the lower house of parliament. At 6:50 a.m, Asian indices, Nikkei was trading down 1.12%, TOPIX was down 1.38%, while Hang Seng Index, Taiwan and Kospi were all trading marginally higher. U.S. markets. U.S. stocks ended a shade higher on Tuesday following softer-than-expected labor market data that reaffirmed expectations of an interest rate cut by Federal Reserve. Data on Tuesday showed that U.S. job openings fell to their lowest level in more than 3 years in April, signaling an ease in labor market tightness that supported a Fed rate cut this year. The U.S. Treasury yields slipped following this report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 140 points or 0.36%, the S&P 500 gained 0.15% and the Nasdaq Composite gained 0.17%. U.S. bond yields. The U.S. 10-year Treasury yields rose 22 basis points to 4.33%, while U.S. 2-year bond yield was up 13 basis points. Dollar Index. The dollar steadied on Wednesday as traders pared back on riskier bets in emerging markets while waiting on interest rate decision in Canada and U.S. service data. Dollar Index was trading at 104.14 as compared to 106.22 a month ago. Crude. Oil prices extended losses slightly from the previous session in early Asian trading on Wednesday after an industry report showed builds in U.S. crude and fuel stockpiles, adding to the concern around demand growth. Brent crude futures fell 14 cents or 0.2% to $77.38 a barrel. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude futures fell 18 cents or 0.3% to $73.07 a barrel. FII and DII. A huge selling was seen from foreign institutional investors on June 4th as they sold Indian equities worth 12,436 crore, while domestic institutional investors also sold equities worth rupees 3,218 crore on the same day yesterday. Moving on to our Voice of the Day segment, we have Aditya Khemka, fund manager, InCred Asset Management, talking about his view on market's steep fall yesterday, election results, and what investors should do. Is this the right time for taking up bottom-up opportunities? Let's listen in to know more.
We at InCred Asset Management Research have been saying that the market has been overpriced and in the expensive zone for a while now. Just to give you a sense, the longer-term price-to-book average of the market is 2.8 times. And for the past 6 months, the market has tested 3.6 times price to book multiple times. Hence, we were believers that the market is overpriced and was due for a correction. We believe that today's movement is just that correction coming into place of an overexpensive market. And the election results just became a catalyst to induce the correction. However, we don't see any meaningful changes in the forecast of earnings for the broader economy in terms of GDP growth, and for companies, businesses, we don't see any meaningful impact in the near term. We believe the coming few years and few quarters will be a stock pickers market where businesses which have earnings momentum and businesses which are currently available at reasonable valuations would probably outperform the broader indices. And passive investing may not yield great results from this point onwards. In terms of the near-term outlook for the market, we believe the market may remain sideways till there is clarity on the portfolio allocation and any tinkering in government policies, if at all, driven by the new government.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business updates. Have a great trading session, and we'll see you same time tomorrow.